Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Yud Beis. We are up to Sif Tes, the top line on page 234. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Aser liponos b'stei nir b'Shabbos. It is aser for one to relieve himself in a plowed field on Shabbos. Shema yovo la'ashvuye gumos. The concern is he might come to smooth out holes that are in the field. If this field that is plowed belongs to his friend, so afilu b'chol aser. Then even during the week, it's also to relieve oneself there. Mipnei shedosh niro umakalkel, because you will be threshing his plowed field, and you're going to mess it up. So therefore, it's going to be usher even during the week if it's your friend's field. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Chavdalad, b'stay near. He sodesh and echareshes v'omodes lizria. A stay near is a field that was plowed, and now it's ready for planting. Umotsui bo oz ayidea charisha regovim v'gumos. Through the plowing and the preparation for the planting, you're normally left with some clumps of dirt and with some holes. The alkena, therefore, chayshina shema be'eshe yipone. We're worried that maybe while the person is spending time there relieving himself, yishkach, he will forget. V'yito meharigovim shelefano v'yashlich l'mekom agumos. He might take some of the clumps of dirt that he finds in front of him, and he might go ahead and throw them inside the holes, and he's going to be filling up the holes as he's sitting there in the Beis HaKisei, and he's going to be doing a very serious iser. The Amrinan in the Gemara tells us, if a person had a hole and then he fills it in, or gavshushis, he has a little mound unatala and he removes it to smooth it out. If one of these two things is done inside a house, remember they used to have dirt floors in their house, so if you do this inside your house, you're over the isra baina. By doing it indoors, you're fixing up your house by doing this. In the field, you're chayiv because of plowing. You're smoothing out the face of the ground. Now it's better for planting. And therefore, the Mishabura explains the Mechaber the reason why it is usher to relieve oneself in a plowed field on Shabbos is because while you're there, you might come to smooth out the holes by taking little mounds that you find or clumps of dirt and throwing them at the holes. You're not thinking, and you're going to be over this serious usher of Harisha in the field. If you look at note number 19, he points out, Ubetama dover shlonesa lihiponos basada b'Shabbos machmas shemizabelosa. The question is, why are we saying the only concern is what you might do with your hands? What about the fact that what's coming out of you, the excrement that's coming out of you, that itself is fertilizer. You're fertilizing the field by going to the Beis HaKisei in the Sadeh. V'nechshav b'kakechoresh, and we know that helps the field grow, and that's considered part of plowing. So explains the Chazon Ish Yitochin. It is likely to say, Shekevan shu osa zos kalachar yod. This is not the normal way to fertilize the field. It's a shinui. The afeinu miskaven lakach. That's certainly not your intention over here. So mutter hadover mishum kavod abrios. Therefore, it is mutter because of kavod abrios, and we don't worry that maybe the zevil that is coming out of the person is helping with the planting process. And then he says, "Mimashelo nesar liyponos basade nir machmas shekeshaodam mispanem matil hugamir gayim." Another kasha, when a person is going gedolim, so the katanim is coming out as well, so the meiraglayim is coming out. So why aren't we worried about that? Kasav the bir alocha l'kamon. The bir alocha says later on, shemuchach, it's clear. The fact that we're not worried about that, she'ein halocha ki teferes Yisrael. Alocha is not like the teferes Yisrael. Shekasav, who writes, shemeiraglayim heim tovin ma'od l'zabel hakarka. Teferes Yisrael writes that urine meiraglayim is very good for fertilizing a field. So the fact that we're not showing any concern for that shows the halacha is not like him, says the Chavetz Chaim. V'lochein b'hatalasa mareu mezabil. So therefore, by going meiraglayim, you are fertilizing the field. V'nechshav kechoresh, that should be like plowing. V'husav ha'biralocha, the biralocha adds on over there, shelo nogu ha'olam lizar b'zaklal. The minhag ha'olam is not to be concerned for this. So you see from here, the fact that we're only discussing going to gedolim and we don't address the ketanim, you see that we don't hold like that to first Yisrael. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivyut. Avonim gedolos, big stones, shemitzadidin osan, that you're setting them up, kimin moshav cholul, to be some place that you can sit over a hollow area, v'yoshven aleyan basados, and they sit on these things, in a field, b'mokum hamiyuchad, in a designated place, a private place, l'beis hakisei, Basically, you're making a toilet by placing these avanim gedolim around, and there's a hollow in the middle, so you're setting it up to relieve yourself. Mutter letzadidon. This setup is permissible. The afa gav de binyan arayhu, even though this is a binyan aray, it is a temporary building that you are doing. Lo gazur be rabbanon, the rabbanon did not make the gzeir over here to aser it. Mishum kavod abrios, we want a person to have a place to relieve himself, and therefore for kavod abrios, they didn't aser it. Says the Mishaburus, the katan chav hey. Avonim gedolos, yesh omrim davka im hoyu havonim muchonim mikfar lozeh. Notice the Mechaber is not addressing Mukta, he's addressing the aspect of Binyan. He says it's not a problem of Binyan. But Avonim are really Mukta also, what about that? So says the Chavetz Chaim, there are those who say that this halacha only applies if the stones were prepared from before Shabbos for this to avoid the problem of Mukta. The ilav hachi lohuter iser Mukta bishvil zeh. Because if you didn't designate the stones, just taking random stones, that's going to be a problem of Mukta. And Chazal were not lenient lagabe Mukta when it comes to this din of making the toilet. The lo matzinu shehuter el lekinuach. We only see they were lax, they were lenient when it came to stones that were muktzah, when it comes to a person needs a kinuach and the Beis HaKisei. But we don't find that they were lenient in creating the Beis HaKisei, and therefore, this Yesh Omrim says that we're talking about a case where the stones were designated, so they are not muktzah. The only thing we're addressing is the Binyan Arai, and that we say that Chachamim are lenient for Kavod Abrios. Sivkoton Chafav Letzadidon, to set them up, Hainu Lahamid Hadafano Shemikanu Mikan. What the person is doing, he's standing up the walls of this Beis HaKisei that's creating on the two sides. Aval lahaniach even lamala al shteyan aser mishum ohel. But to put some kind of covering on top to make it, I guess, more comfortable to sit, that is not allowed. That is making an ohel. The after ohel arayhu, even though that's also only a temporary ohel, it's still going to be aser. Kain kasa magen Avram. Magen Avram says he only allowed the walls, the sides, but not the top. Aval hal yirabu my Mordechai matirin gamazed. Yirabu my Mordechai argue, and they say this whole ohel aray is mutter. You can create this toilet with the side walls, with the top piece they're going to sit on, it's all going to be mutter. And that concludes Simen Shin Yud Beis. Now let's begin Simen Shin Yud Gimel. Tiltul Deles V'Chalon V'Hamanul B'Shabbos. In this Simen we're going to discuss moving doors, windows, locks on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Siv Aleph, Pekak HaChalon. We'll see exactly what that is. Kigon Luach Ushar Kol Dover. Like you have a board or some other type of material, shasos min bo hachalon, that you're closing up a window. A window, again, is not like our windows. It's an empty space in a structure, and you want to plug it up with some kind of board, and you're closing up the window. So, pekak hachalon, yicholim lesosmo. You are allowed to close up these windows on Shabbos, afilum eino kosher. Even if these boards that you're putting in to close the windows are not attached, they're not tied on to the building in any way, you're allowed to just put them in, not a problem. V'lo amrinan dahave kemosav ala binyan. We don't say that's considered binyan. You're adding on to a building. You're not allowed to build on Shabbos. You're taking a wood board that wasn't part of the structure and you're putting it in to close up that opening, to close up the window that is mutter. V'hu sheyachshov olov mi'erev Shabbos l'sasmo bo. But that's only assuming that you thought about it from before Shabbos to use this piece of wood or whatever material you have to plug up your windows. Case number two. Vikone, some kind of reed, sheheskino lios noelbo, that you prepared it to use as a lock. We'll see the details in the Mishabura. Ain't tzaruch sheikshirene badelas. Here also, it does not need to be tied to the door from before Shabbos to use it. Umikomakom domi lebinyan yoser mipakaka chalom. However, says the Mechaber, this case of this specific lock is more like building, it's more like binyan in the case of the window, and therefore, v'lo sagi b'machshava sheyachshav olav mi'esmol. And therefore, as opposed to the bakaka chalom, where you could think about using it for before Shabbos, that's good enough. Over here, that's not enough. It's not enough just the machshava from yesterday. V'tzorol sheyesakenenu l'kach. You have to do a maisa to prepare this item to be used as the lock. So machlokas, what exactly you have to do? L'rashi hainu sheyesaknenu l'shem kli. You have to prepare from before Shabbos to be a kli. Sheyroy l'shum tashmish. It has to be fit and able to be used for some other use. Sheyroy l'hape pozesim. L'mashal, you have to make it at the type of kli that you're able to turn over the zesim to see if they're soft. O l'tzoa bo agozim, or you make it into a kli that you're going to crack open nuts with it. Rabbeinu Tam ain't sarach shei royal davar acher. Rabbeinu Tam is more lenient. He says you have to do a ma'isa to prepare it, but you don't have to prepare it so it's fit for some other use. As long as you did a maisa and prepared it to be used as this slot, that's good enough. That's a good enough designation. So the thing that you're going to use as your plug up for the window, their machshav alone is enough. This is closer to binyan, and therefore they require a maisa. Machlokas Rashi ben Utam. Rashi holds it has to be a maisa that makes it a kli that could be used even for something else. Then it could be used for this to use as a lock. Rabbi Natan says, no, as long as you did a ma'isa to prepare it to be a lock, that's good enough. Says the Mishaburah Yisef Katan Aleph, Pekak HaChalon, the item that you're using to plug up your window. V'afilu al aruba shebegag shari. This is not only on a side window, this could also be on a skylight. On the top of the roof, you have an opening and you want to plug it up, same din. V'eino nechshav la'ol, this is not considered making an ol on Shabbos. The ha'ol kfar osui, the ol is already made, the house is built, the structure is there. Ukeshepokaka, when you plug it up, Eino Ela Mosav ala Oel, all you're doing is adding onto the Oel. The Hainu Shemechasa Acholo Shaya Ba'Oel, you're just covering up the hole that was in the Oel, Vagamhu Arai. It's also temporary, it's something that's going to come in and out. So therefore, you're only being Mosav on an Oel, and it's an Oel Arai. So you have both those Nakudas, therefore it's Mutter. Vahari Halevi Kosav. The Hadi Isa B'Shas, that which the Gemara says, Shepokaku es hachalon b'Shabbos, that they plugged up a window on Shabbos, mipnei hames, because of a dead body, shelo yikones ha'tumah l'bayis, so the tumah should not come into the house, v'yatamu ha'kelim, and make the kelim tamei. Says the Rea Levi, hainu davka kodem sheyomas hames. This that they plugged up the window to prevent the tumah from getting into the house, that's only a case where they plug it up before the person died. De lohave ela tosefes olarai. It wasn't being matir anything. It had no halachic ramifications in terms of tumah because there was no mace there yet. All it was is tosefes olarai, which we see over here is mutter. Vigamlo mikri mesakin adayin. It wasn't called mesakin. They weren't fixing anything up. There was no dead body there. Aval la'achar misaso mikri tikun gamur. However, it says the Rea Levi, after the person already dies, then plugging up the window, although you have no problem of being most of al olarai, you have another problem of being mesakin a tikun gamur because you're preventing the tumah from getting into the house. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham cholek alav. The Magen Avraham argues. V'sover, and he holds the zelo mikri misakim. Even plugging up the window after the mace dies, that's not called fixing anything up. Why? The kelim shahayu b'socho kfar nitmu. The kelim that were already in the house that the mace died in, so they already became tummy immediately. The eno moel ella lahaba. So all you're doing is helping for the future. Shelo yitamu kol asher yachakap abayis. Other items that will be brought into the house, let's say that are adjacent to the house where the mace is, and the tumah is going through the window. So by plugging up the window, all you're doing is preventing future tumah on items that will be brought into the neighboring house. And therefore the Magen Avraham says it's not a problem. Ubishari Tshuva mitzadid ka Magen Avraham. The Shari Tshuva leans like the Magen Avraham. The I am the Prima Gadim. Now if you look at note number one, he brings the Prima Gadim writes, he's Tomal Magen Avraham. He's bewildered by this Magen Avraham. Madua lo techshav stima sachalon le'achar misa sameis kemechitza materas. Why is this closing up of the window that you're doing after the mace died considered a mechitza materas? It's a mechitza that's mattering. Vahare mo'ilahi, it is helping. Shelo yitamu dvarim shevo mikanul haba. It's preventing tumah, things that are going to be brought in the future. Umabekach shebishas stima sachalon lohayu sham osam dvarim. Why do we care that at the moment that the that you're doing it, that you're closing up the window, those items are not there. But l'maisa, you're closing it up, and now you're being mat, you're bringing other kalim in, and they won't become tamei. And therefore, the Prima Gadim is bewildered by the Magen Avraham, and he sides like the Rea Levi. I'd like to point out one bi'alacha first, the first bi'alacha, it's a one-liner. Afilu im eino kosher, the Mechaber said again, the pekaka chalom, like the luach or anything else that closes up a window, you're allowed to close it up, even if it's not tied. Says the bi'alacha, ubikosher ein tzarech afilu machshava. We said in the Mechaber, it doesn't have to be tied up, but you have to have a machshava that you can use it before Shabbos. Zok the bi'alacha from the Achronim, but if it was tied up, then you don't need the machshava. So it's either or. It's either it's not tied up and you have a machshava to use it on Shabbos, or it is tied up and then you don't even need to have the machshava. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter of Katan Beis, V'lo Amrinan. We don't say that plugging up the window is being mosav al abinyan. Kevan shedarko bekach liftoach v'lisgor tamid. It's made to open and close. Windows are made to open and close. You put them in, you take them out, and therefore it's not considered being most of alabinyan, the ayin bebir alocha. And that's referring to the second bebir alocha, the bemaska of lo aminan, ayin the mishabruah, which we just did, zatachav eschayim in the bebir alocha, vim eno ome liftoach elal itim rechokos, osir, kimosif al ohel kavua. Zatachav eschayim, it's not only that it's okay, because it's a derech to put it in and put it out, and therefore it's only an ohel arai, but zakta bir alocha, if you don't open it often, that gives it a din of being most of an ohel kavua, and that's a problem. Kain kasav magen aram sefkatan zayin vapir megadim, val kain ba'inan shihei apaka kosher v'tolim bodyom. So therefore, if it's a window that's going to stay there long term, then in fact it would have to be tied on and attached in order to be plugged up on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter sefkatan gimel. We said in the case again of the pekakach alone, it has to be that you had a machshava that you're going to use it to plug up your window from before Shabbos. V'zeh mahani afilu im lo nishtamesh bo adayim le'olam hazeh. As long as you had the machshava to use it for this purpose, that's fine, even though you didn't actually use it at all until this point. V'kol shekein im nishtamesh bo mikfar. Certainly, if you actually use it to plug up the window before Shabbos, afilu rak pam echad, even if you only use it one time, dekvar yarda aleihem toras kli, that already gives it a din of a kli, v'lo tzarech su afilu machshava, then you won't need machshava. So zot l'chav eschai, the machshava is needed because you didn't do a maisa. But if you had done a maisa, meaning you used it one time, then that's even better, you would not need any kind of machshava. V'dai, you should know, that which we need is dasim before Shabbos. That's only by a board or something that you could normally leave there. It's again like the Be'er Locha said, it's not being left there, because then Machshava won't help. It's being taken in and out, but it's something that's shayach to leave there. It's the derech levatlo sham, that's when this din applies. But something that's normally used to plug up the window for a very, very short amount of time, it's vada going to be taken out. Kigon, for example, beged v'kayose bazeh. There's a window, there's a hole, it's cold, so you plug it up with a garment. You know you're not keeping the garment there, you put your coat there, you're not going to keep it there. In that case, zot l'chav eschayim, mutter listombo, you're allowed to close it up with the garment. Afilu lo haya daitu olam ni'er Shabbos, even if you didn't think about using your garment for that person before Shabbos. So this idea that you need a machshava before Shabbos is something that's normally used that you might be mevatel there. A garment you could put there no matter what. Something that you would normally be mevatel there, then you have to have das for it, you have to have machshava for it, and that's only if it's going to be taken on and off. Like the Be'er Halacha said, if it's going to be kept there for long periods of time, then you would have to do a maisa, it would have to be tied on, just the machshava would not be enough. Sivkotan dalud. Now we go to the second case of the Mechaber. The kona shetkinu lios noabo. It's the reed, the piece of wood that you fixed up to lock the door. So he said, you don't have to tie it to the door. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu shetochavo eitzel hadeles bakosel. This is the type of lock that you are sticking in the door of the wall. Shetofo eitzel hadeles bakosel, near the door by the wall. So it's actually going into the wall of the building. Velo shesogo boras hamiskeres. It's not just a key that's closing up a lock. O shnei chatzoi delas. If it's clear that it's just a lock, that's a loose thing that's not becoming part of the structure, of course it's mutter. There's nothing to talk about. We're talking about a case, the lock is going to go somehow from the door into the building, so there it looks like you're building. The alkein domik tzas leneger, therefore zatel chavetz chayim, that's like the case of neger hamavur lekameh, like we'll see tomorrow night, delo mahani le mashava. A neger is a lock, a bolt that goes into the eskupa, into the front stoop. So it locks the door by going down. So here it locks the door from going from the door into the building. So this lock, if it would just be a regular lock that's keeping the doors together, so it's a separate item, it's not part of a building, of course it's mutter. We're talking about a case where it's going into the building, it's locking the door to the building, so that's similar to a case where you're locking the door to the floor where it's going through, so then already it's more serious and machshav alone is not enough, you need a maisa. Sivkotan hey. So we said in the Mechaber, you don't need to tie it to the doors. Other Chavos Chaim in Sukkot and Hay, Tzorech Lomer Nami Ein Tzorech. This is exactly the same halacha that we just mentioned by the Pekaka Chalom. They both don't need to be tied. So what the Mechaber means to say, it also doesn't need to be tied to the door. It's not telling us a chiddush. It's telling us the same thing we just had, Lagabi this Nakuda. The only chiluk is, Machshav is not enough, you have to have a Maisa. Sifkot and Vav. She yisaknenu lakach. This is going in what the Mechaber says, that Machshav is not enough, you have to fix it up for this purpose. Hainu dekevan she tiknu. The kevan shetikno yesh olav toras kli v'yotzei mitoras binyan. Once you did a ma'isa to fix it up, now it's considered a kli, and it goes out from the category of binyan. Rak delorashi beina dafka sheiroi l'shum tashmish acher. Rashi is more machmir, so it has to be you fix it up a kli that can be used for something else, another action. Uberabeinu tam ain't sar sheik nagnenu elu linobo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's more lenient. You only have to fix it up as a kli that's used for locking. The bazenami yesh toras kli. Love through doing that, that's enough to give it a din kli. The yotzei mitaras binyan and takes it out of the category of the binyan. Ul Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we said it's more lenient. You don't have to do a ma'isa that makes it usable for another area. It's enough that you made it into a lock for this purpose. Zabta mishabura ula esat sorich, in a time of need, yesh l'hakel k'Rabbeinu Tam, one can be lenient like Rabbeinu Tam. D'chein sasa ma'shulchan aruch l'el b'simen shinches sefyud. That's how the mechaber came out Sam in simen shinches sefyud, like this more lenient sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We will stop here and finish the rest of Sif Aleph and Ritz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.